From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Florida lawmakers are playing a key role in helping to reshape the Veterans Administration. WLRN's Matt Laszlo has the details from Washington.
Both the House and Senate have passed bills to reform the VA in the wake of reported delays that have allegedly left dozens of veterans dead. Now the House and Senate have set up a conference committee to hash out their differences, and three Florida lawmakers are on the panel, including Democratic Congresswoman Corinne Brown and Republican Congressman Jeff Miller, the chair of the House Veterans Committee. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is also on the panel. Rubio says he's outraged that the Veterans Administration is investigating six Florida medical facilities for patient neglect.
Seeing these VA scandals in Florida and around the country have disgusted me, as I know it's disgusted many of you, and we owe our veterans better than this.
Both the House and Senate bills give the VA secretary new power to fire underperforming employees. Lawmakers in both chambers are now looking for ways to pay for the bills after the Congressional Budget Office released a report putting an annual price tag of $35 billion on the Senate bill and a $44 billion price tag on its House counterpart. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Last summer, the budget for Miami-Dade County libraries was in jeopardy until the county commission decided to tap into a reserve fund. This year, funding for Miami-Dade County libraries is in danger again. John Quick is the president of the Friends of the Miami-Dade Public Library. He was on WLRN's Topical Currents. He said the North Dade Regional Library hosted a free lunch program last week.
And there were 50 children who were there, and it's something that's a need, and to not have the community space of a library to provide that would really be horrible.
The county commission will vote on the budget, including library funding, on July 15th. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba, and now we say good morning to Paul Leary.